Hello everybody. So we're counting down for the end of the day here. It's like 12:30 now. Yes it is. It's about 12:25. Which means it's only 6:27 your time. So it's just your evening starting here thinking about what you're going to do cuz it's Monday night, blah blah blah. What did I do tonight? So I went to this, like, harem-like coffee shop. They had shisha pipes and everything in there. I mean, and they mixed your shisha with whatever you wanted. So if you brought hash, if you brought weed or anything like that, they ground that shit up into it with it, and you could smoke basically your weed out of a shisha, which is what most people were doing there, but I was alone. So I got a pint. What I did is I had that pint and I was taking pure hash hits out of the pipe. I took a lot of hits because this particular hash it's not very long lasting. Like, we're talking 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops. And it doesn't last long. So took a few hits out of that. What do you call those? It's like, imagine you broke the tip off a pencil about the size of two of those. That's what I did. And it lasted pretty long. I mean, I had a lot of hits from it. Like, people were looking at me funny at how many hash hits I was taking. And it took about maybe 20 hash hits. What I would do is I would take two hits and have a drink, and I would sit back because they were playing awesome house music. And I'm definitely going back there. It was quite good. It was quite good. I was very satisfied with their service and everything. And the atmosphere is absolutely amazing. There's an upstairs and there's a downstairs. I was in the downstairs, so it really looked like a harem. Everyone was giving each other that, like, dude, man, I'm so high. Like, it was like everyone's just giving each other, I'm so stoned, man. The other person going, dude, I know. That's what it really seemed like. And it was really, really good. I can't complain. Sorry. So I finally found Feeble around here that's open late. That's where I came back from about 30 minutes ago. And Feeble is this fast food place that has those, things you can put coins in and then you get a burger out of it. It's something that the Americans made very popular in the 50s. But the Dutch are still using it now because I don't know of any place in the States that still has those coin vending machines for sandwiches, for burgers and stuff like that, they do over there. But it's pretty good. I had one of those croquet things, which wasn't bad. I just know that whatever I ate was really bad for me. You could taste it, because it tasted awesome. Used that, ate that, and it was pretty good. It was pretty fucking good. I can't complain. And anything else cool happened on my way home? Yeah, there's some British dude downstairs, like, yelling. You can tell he's speaking Cockney. And he's obviously pissed off about something, but I couldn't hear what. I didn't care. So, yeah, I didn't smoke any additional pot when I went outside. All I wanted to do was go downstairs and check if they had vending machines here. Well, I wound up walking all over the place. I wound up walking to Feebo and the Red Light District. I went again. Except this time I actually walked by the windows where the ladies are offering their goods. I mean, my friends Dan and Dave would love this. They would really love this because the girls working here are not ugly. They're your porn star quality type of chick. Like, the ones that look like they're only, like, 20, 21, 22. And, you know, I mean, it's right up some people's alleys that I know. And I'm not going to entice it. I got better things to do with 45, 50 euros. I can buy 5 grams of weed with 50 euros, okay? 5 grams of weed of good quality dope. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to do that, right? No way, man. It's not worth it. The consequences are too high. Forget it. I don't even know why people would do that to begin with. Because look at it this way.